You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
Welcome back to Drive Time Sports. So excited for our next guest. Perfect timing, too. We have NCAA basketball tonight. LUI Brooklyn takes on Radford. That game about to start here in about the next 20 minutes. And then the nightcap tonight, we have UCLA going up against St. Bonaventure. And then tomorrow, we're going to begin our tournament challenge where you call in and draw a team name out. It's college basketball right now. That's the main conversation. And our next guest actually won a national championship and was the NCAA Final Four Most Outstanding Player in 1995. Ed O'Bannon played for UCLA from 1991 through 95, and then was selected ninth overall by the New Jersey Nets in 1995. And he also is the author of the new book, Court Justice, The Inside Story of My Battle Against the NCAA, which hit bookshelf stores last month. Ed is also the figurehead in the lawsuit, the class action lawsuit against the NCAA, which ultimately halted the production of all NCAA video games from EA Sports. And Ed is joining us right now over the phone. Ed O'Bannon, a pleasure to get you on the show today. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure, Jordan. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, well, hey, it works out perfect because tonight we get St. Bonaventure going up against UCLA. I can't think of anyone else that I would rather have on the show to talk some college basketball and, of course, the latest workings of your book. I got to dive right into it with this particular topic, though. You won a national championship with UCLA back in 1995 as you guys topped Arkansas that year in the national title game, but it's the contest against Missouri that we start seeing highlights with every time around this year. Boy, that was a pretty remarkable time to be a member of the UCLA basketball team.
Oh my goodness, yes, absolutely. It was fun. Even prior to that, we went on a really good run throughout the season. Starting almost the second game of the season, third game of the season, we played against Kentucky, won that one, and then just played well throughout the year, and then got into the tournament, faced a tough competitive team in the Missouri Tigers. They had us on the ropes a few times in that game. Didn't miss any shots, it seemed like. Good thing, after they made their last shot, they left about 4.8 seconds on the clock for Tigers to bring it home for us. So what a great time, a magical run, and a pleasure, honor and a pleasure to play with those guys, for sure.
No, I tell you, as a kid, I don't know how many times I replayed Tyus Edney going the length of the court and laying in the finger roll at the buzzer to beat Missouri. What was that moment like for you, especially with Coach Herrick on the sideline when you guys are down by one with 4 seconds left? What was that whole little moment like for you as a player? What do you remember most from it?
I remember just about every, it feels like every second of it. I remember even the previous play. I was one that got beat back door on that play. My man scored the bucket inside the lane there. We ended up calling timeout, coming to the bench, and I just remember yelling at Coach Herrick. You know how the coaches, when you call a timeout and the coaches get together, they huddle up before coming to the bench for the game plan. Well, that's where they were when we got to the bench, and so I'm yelling at Coach Herrick, "Coach, I want the ball, give me, you know." And he yells back at me, "Sit down and shut the hell up," you know. And I did, you know. And then he drew up the play for Tyus to get the ball in bounds and go down the floor in 4.8 seconds. And he did that, shot that finger roll, like you said, over the 7-footer, off the glass, at the buzzer. What a surreal moment that was. It was, man, talk about madness. That it was.
No doubt. At that point in time, did you guys feel like, okay, this is our season? I know you were the favorites going into the tournament to begin with, but once you win a game like that, does it just seem like the cards are all going to fall in the right spot for a team?
Yes, I think so. Coach Herrick would always say, especially when we got into the tournament, when the tournament started, he would always kind of warn us, don't get lackadaisical, don't come in without, non-focused, that sort of thing. Have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed, and of course we thought we did that particular game, Missouri just gave it to us. And then after the game, Coach says, look, I've been warning you guys, but the good thing is every championship team goes through a game like this. Here's ours. We went through it. Now let's finish the job. And he literally said that to us in the locker room right after the game, and that's what we did.
Your situation is so unique at UCLA because not only are you now part of that special group, and again, your number hangs up at Pauley Pavilion, but you also got to go through that with your brother. And not too many people get to say that at the end of the day. They won a national championship with their brother.
Yes, it was so special, and it is to this day. I have a special bond with all of my teammates. But with my brother, there's obviously just a little bit more. And for us, you know, we're 2 years apart, 2.5 years apart. But we've been, you know, super close, like twins, all of our lives. Even when we don't talk a month or whatever, it's almost like we talk every day. That's how close we are. And for us to be on that stage at that particular time in our lives with our parents watching every game, every move that we make, it was a special time for our family, absolutely.
I hope people never forget it was Cameron Dollar, and he played such a key role for you guys that year in winning a national championship. He was asked to step up in several big moments, kind of one of the unsung heroes. I mean, we talk about Toby Bailey and Ed O'Bannon and Charles O'Bannon, and we'll talk about Tyus Edney. I hope people never forget Cameron Dollar because, boy, he played some big, big minutes for you guys that year.
Dollar Bill was huge, and it was huge all season. Tyus didn't play against the first time he didn't play was against USC on the road. And Dollar stepped in for Tyus that night and played really well. In fact, we didn't miss a beat, we got the win. And so we knew that he could do it, you know, and more importantly, he knew that he could do it. He could fill that role. So when Tyus went down in the, for the championship game, he was actually hurt in the semis against Oklahoma State. He hurt his wrist, and then he filled in the championship game and did an outstanding job. You're right. He's definitely an unsung hero. People don't realize, but Dollar came in and played extremely well for us that game.
Again, we're being joined right now by Ed O'Bannon. He was a member of the 1995 UCLA National Championship squad. How closely do you follow college hoops today, Ed?
I still follow it pretty closely. I'm pretty in tune with what's going on.
So UCLA getting into the to the tournament, did that surprise you at all that the Bruins grabbed a spot in tonight's game against St. Bonaventure?
I won't say that it surprised me. I guess so, a little surprised because they had that, I wouldn't say early exit in the Pac-12 tournament. My Bruins played well all season, and they were, you know, minus at least three players at the beginning with everything that happened at the beginning of the season. So they were fighting an uphill battle all season long, and those are my excuses for my Bruins. But I'm pleasantly surprised that they got in because they lost in the semis in the Pac-12 tournament, although it was to the eventual champion. They did lose, but I'm happy. I'm happy they pulled it out.
As far as the Pac-12 goes, I mean, Arizona getting a number four seed to me is just it's a crime. And I mentioned this on the show yesterday. I went off on a tangent about this. Nobody can convince me otherwise that Arizona is not one of the top four best teams in this country. And the reason they enter a number four seed is because this school right now currently has its name tangled up in the FBI investigation. To me, that's what the selection committee, they almost punished Arizona for that. That's the way I view it. The Pac-12 to me was overlooked this year.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was overlooked. I think there was a lot of teams in our conference that, you know, that played well. Arizona State played well, extremely well early on in the season. Oregon, they, you know, had a bit of a roller coaster year. Oregon State, I thought that they played well this year. A lot of teams. Arizona, to me, though, is the shining light of our conference. They, with everything that they've gone through, to come out the way that they have come out of the conference tournament and the way that they won, the fashion that they won. DeAndre Ayton, my goodness, is he a man or what?
No, oh, boy.
A lot of fun to watch. And so, I think the Pac-12 is a little underestimated this year. We'll be fine in the tournament.
Who's your pick to win the national championship?
I would think that it would be either Villanova, Arizona. As much as I hate Arizona, at least hated to play against them, I am rooting for them now, especially with everything that they went through. So Villanova, Arizona, I'm a fan of Virginia. They play an ugly style of basketball, but very effective. I think my top three. I'd really, you know, out of those three, I think I'll be safe to say one of the three will win.
We'll add all the excitement surrounding the NCAA tournament and talking about your national championship season back in 1995. We haven't even begun to talk about your book, Court Justice. We do have to get out for a quick commercial break. Would you have the time to spend one more segment with us to talk about the book?
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. We have more coming up with Ed O'Bannon here on Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.